News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The FAA has lifted the ban on U.S.-based airlines flying in or out of Israel's main airport in Tel Aviv.
The FAA lifted the ban last night, resuming U.S. flights to and from Israel. Flights grounded after a rocket landed near the airport in Tel Aviv Tuesday. Hundreds of passengers stranded and frustrated.
We don't understand what we're supposed to be doing. Everyone's kind of hectic.
Israel and Senate Republican Ted Cruz criticized the ban.
Did President Obama just unilaterally launch economic boycotts on the nation of Israel?
Cruz on Fox's Hannity says he will block all State Department nominees until he gets an explanation. The State Department called the senator's comment ridiculous and offensive. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
Warsaw Mayor Jim Tipple is calling for outside experts to study whether the city should use a city administrator form of government. It would mean a less powerful mayor's office if the plan moves forward. The mayor says this would be part of a larger review of internal city policies and departments.
That's probably the easiest piece. And what it does is it really validates your current operations and makes recommendations for future organizational changes. And that's the easiest nut to crack, in my mind.
The mayor says he and City Council President Romy Wagner would be on the committee that would examine city government. The City Council was already scheduled for a committee of the whole meeting next Tuesday to discuss the city administrator idea. Sold. There is a new owner for the Cedar Creek Mall in Rothschild.
Milwaukee developer Ned Brickman is buying the mall from lender Stony Rivers, which took the property in foreclosure late last year. Plans are being made to renovate the facility and attract some additional businesses to the mall. That includes a new roof, some interior work, and lots of parking lot improvements. The sale to Brickman includes the Patriot Center Convention Hall, which hosts several events and connects the mall to the Holiday Inn. Arrangements have been made for the Patriot Center to be managed by Dale Elliott, who owns Dale's Weston Lanes. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
We told you this time yesterday about a near drowning in Vilas County where two adult women went into the water to save three children. One of those rescuers did not survive. Investigators say 47-year-old Karen Wessel was one of the two women who helped to get the three kids out on East Star Lake, but she was airlifted to Warsaw Aspirus Hospital and did not survive. The exact cause of death will be the subject of an autopsy. The other woman rescuer and the two children are safe. Farmers are keeping an eye on their potato crops for a fungal-like disease. Late blight has now been reported in Portage County. Langlade County Extension Ag Agent Stephanie Plaster says no late blight has shown up there yet.
This disease, it really easily kills plants and whole fields in a matter of weeks, and it's spread by wind and rain, and it really costs the potato farmers and even the home gardeners a lot of money because it can destroy whole crops.
Late blight can also be a problem for tomatoes. She says if it took hold in central and northern Wisconsin, the potato crop loss could be in the millions of dollars. A former Warsaw businessman has been sentenced to prison. He was convicted of numerous felonies, including sexual contact with two children. He's 54-year-old Jay Fisher. Judge Greg Huber rejected a defense request for a deferred sentence with no jail time.
Years later, after you'd already admitted to Old Republic that you had basically stolen this money, you went ahead and created more victims. So I think that this gravity of offense requires that there be prison here.
In addition to the child sex charge, Fisher was already facing a racketeering and fraud conviction. The Arizona Department of Corrections says that proper protocol was followed in last night's execution of inmate Joseph Wood. The prison director, Charles Ryan, disputed reports saying that Wood was gasping for breath and grimacing through the execution. It did take some 2 hours before the drugs took effect and he was pronounced dead. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny to partly cloudy for today and pleasant, a high of 77 with a southwest wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, more clouds moving in, a slight chance of a shower or storm, mainly far west of Wausau, low down to 57. Just a 30% chance of a shower or storm on Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, a high of 75. On Saturday, maybe a shower in the morning, then partly sunny, warm and humid in the afternoon, high 83. I'm Newsline Eye meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Get a 6-day forecast, hour-by-hour temperatures, and real-time weather radar where you can zoom in right to your neighborhood 24-7 at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.